to New England and spread all over the eastern U.S. and was very popular in the 1700s and 1800s and was often used as a way of teaching people how to read music and spreading music. But often it was often kind of pushed out of churches because it was a little too jolly and exuberant. But in the sort of in the last 30 years, there's been a real resurgence and a new bunch of people writing songs in the Shaker tradition. So that song is by a gentleman from Brattleboro, Vermont, named Ron Kelly, and he took the Longfellow poem, you probably would recognize many of you, and set it to that music. And Ron Kelly, as I was like researching to teach this song, I found out that he has like a really cool musical career, and in fact, one of the Muppets in the Muppet Band was like fashioned after him. So you should look up Ron Kelly, cool saxophonist from Brattleboro. Okay, so next we're going to do a traditional shape note piece. So this one was written, the words were written by Isaac Watts in 1707. Isaac Watts rewrote a lot of the psalm texts to be very singable and poetic. And then the music was written by Hezekiah Moores in 1809. So, this is called Swanton. It's a really good representation of traditional shape note music. And in fact, we are even going to have the choir sing the shapes the first time through. So this means singing the shapes is singing the degrees of the scale, like the solfege syllables, but shape note style, where there's only four of them. It would just take too long. You should join choir next season if you want to learn about shape note solfege. But so you'll hear them. You'll hear a lot of fa, sos, las, and mi's in the choir. And this is really, really hard, just so you know. Like, because you're looking at the shape that each note is, and translating that into a syllable in your head, or maybe with a little bit of cheat sheet written out behind it. So you'll hear us do that, and then the lyrics of the song. This is called Swan. So he is
Oh,
arrangement because I think it's such a great song. It's a really fun song to sing, and I really wanted the choir to be able to enjoy singing this one too. So this is The Wild Boar, and it turns out it's got a really ancient history. So it can be traced back kind of thousands of years, the initial seed of this story, to a Welsh folktale and also a French ballad. And so our wonderful AmeriCorps Madeline here, so Madeline is working in our archive and doing a bunch of digitization this year, which has been amazing. And she, we were chatting about the coolness of this song, and we decided that she should do a little research. And so she wrote a really cool blog post about it. If you want to check out the Augusta, AugustaArtsandCulture.org, and you just scroll down, you can see the blog, and you can read the whole history of this piece, including some other versions of people singing it from other parts of the country. So anyway, this is Bangham and the Wild Boar.
There are wild boar in these woods, still O-D-D-O-D. She was the first settling family. She and her husband came in 1763 to these hills, Vermont hills, and this is a land where you're up to your thighs in snow when you go out in the morning to walk any place, and it's a hard and long winter. And she was a midwife and a nurse, and this song, which was written by a woman who was at Marlborough College in a local history course, wrote the poetry for and used a shape note, him fiducia, to harmonize it. Carol Moody Compton was her name. She was taking a class with Tony Barron, who's a well-known singer in those parts. And she talks about that first winter when Elizabeth Whitmore came to the hills of Vermont. And then her husband went off to make some money to be a tinker, and she was left with her small daughter in the woods of Vermont. And this is the tale of that. And I think you should know that Elizabeth went on to live in that area until she was 87, and she delivered some 2,000 babies. And the idea is she never lost a baby in that time, which it would be a pretty good record. And she was a strong member of the community, but this time she didn't have a community. She was just by herself with her daughter. So here we go. This is called Mrs. Whitmore's Song.
Mommy's Hills, as Francis Whitmore's wife.
two songs now that are both from the wassailing tradition in England. So, was anybody at the Augusta Wassail at Big Timber / Comp House last weekend? So you got a little bit of a sense of that. So wassailing, there's a long and interesting history, which you can also read about on Augusta's blog, thanks to Madeline, a really great history of apple tree wassailing. There's a long history, actually, all over in many different cultures around the world. There's this this culture of going from house to house and creating community through song or theater or various things of that nature. And in England, they call this tradition wassailing. And there are sort of two kinds of wassailing that often happen. One is this door-to-door caroling wassailing, where you ask for your host to give you some food and drink, perhaps. You bring merriment, and this often happens it actually doesn't just happen in the wintertime. There's Maying of similar style on Boxing Day, they're often renning. Anyway, there's various styles of this. But then there's also a really strong tradition in England of apple tree wassailing, so blessing the apple trees for a good harvest. Of course, we love to eat apples, but in this case, they're mostly talking about turning them into cider the next year, so they want a good, strong harvest of apples. And so we were learning these songs, and I was like, we should totally wassail an apple tree. And then we were so happy that I think I mentioned it in choir, and some folks were like, the Comp House has apple trees? And so Jane made us with a connection, and we went and wassailed a beautiful apple tree there. Which felt really good. So we got the artist singing songs to the apple tree. We'll repeat the experience for you here now. And so the first song is really clearly very about the apple tree. You'll hear it. The second song is, it sort of brings in a little bit of both of the wassailing traditions. So you'll hear a bit about the apple tree and that, and then you'll hear a bit about the going from house to house. So you'll hear the talk of the master and mistress asking if you can come in and get something to eat. Also, you'll notice one of my favorite parts is you'll hear the not just saying, hey, have a good harvest, but you'll hear us asking specifically for hatfuls and capfuls of apples, even little heaps under the stairs, perhaps. And so we're really asking for a very good harvest. Okay, so these are two apple tree wassails. I got the first one from the wonderful singing group from two English gentlemen, two Vermonters who performed around New England a lot, called Noel C. McClear, and then including Tony Barron, who we already mentioned him, an incredible folklorist from England who spent a lot of his life in New England. And then the second one is kind of a little more widely sung, but I learned it from the singing of the Waters. So, Apple Tree Wassail, one and two.
Old apple tree, old apple tree, you're the first time you've seen me go.
perhaps tingling your eardrums or just piquing your curiosity, I openly welcome you to join the Lift Your Voice Choir. You need no experience. There are people who came in singing not at all and professional singers in this group. So it's a broad range. We truly accept everyone, and I think everyone would say that you had a pretty good time. So Georgia just has this incredible, rich, very different traditions from all parts of the country. It's about the size of West Virginia, the country. And it's got the Black Sea on one side and goes almost to the Caspian Sea on the other side. It's borders Azerbaijan, Armenia, Russia, and Turkey. And so this is from the part of the country that is bordering Turkey and is on the Black Sea. It's called Ajara, and this is a very different kind of piece. I'm here to invite some dancers up. So we didn't just learn songs, we learned dances. So come on up, dancers. Find your spots. Okay. And so this piece is called Korumi, and it's in 5/4 time, which you will hear in the gathering all of that money. programs are on scholarship, and so that really supports those programs. It also supports our summer programs, our year-round camps and conferences. We have some really cool, if you might have only, but maybe before the choir, you only knew of our summer programs at Augusta, but we actually have so many things going on now all throughout the year. So we have cooking classes that happen throughout the year. We just finished our last one for 2024. We have our after-school choir and kids learning fiddle, banjo, and guitar. We have also a bunch of weekends that happen throughout the year. So we have a really fun spring sing. That's at Blackwater Falls State Park. This year we have Robin and Linda Williams coming for that, which is pretty exciting, and Jane Hawker, Dell Mandel, and myself. So that'll be really fun. We do an Irish event. There's just a lot going on. I encourage you, if you are like, I'm not actually sure what Augusta does, check out our website or give us a call or stop by another event, and love to let you all know what all we can do. But I think that's all I have to say. So we're going to do our final song. So I did do one official Christmas song, and this is it. So last year at Christmas time, I went to visit my brother who's living in London, and we had a really nice time in London, but my main goal on this trip was to go hear some real Sheffield pub caroling, which is a really cool tradition that is in Yorkshire around Sheffield, where they sing just these really cool and different carols you've never heard, but only in the pubs. So they have pubs sings all throughout the months of November and December. My brother is actually in Sheffield right now going to another sing because we had so much fun. So we found this little pub that was holding one on New Year's Day in Upper Denby outside of Sheffield, and it was truly a magical experience. It was just like people crushed in a tiny space, just singing their hearts out with much beer in hand. In fact, my brother said he got some advice. I'm like, what should I know before going carol singing, Sheffield pub singing? It's like, get 2 pints at once. You won't be able to get back to the bar. So anyway, it's a interesting juxtaposition of the carols and the bar. But in any case, so this is one that I learned there at that pub in Upper Denby. Called the George, and the song is called Hail Chime On. So,
you want them to sing along?
Yes, we do want you to sing along. So you can absolutely, at any point, I will very explicitly at one point be like, hey, sing. But actually, if you catch on at any point, there's a lot of call and response in the song, and also there's a really catchy chorus. So I would love for you to sing.